You're listening to LGRadio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the 50s. We start this episode with the 19-year-old Eddie Cochran with the song that he wrote and recorded in 45 minutes, launching him to the world. I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Eddie Cochran getting us going on this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. Welcome along and thanks a lot for tuning in. Many years ago, in a time where the words Brexit, furlough and Zoom had never been heard, I was fortunate enough to work with the legendary songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. It was amazing to work with the guys who had written so many of the 50s classics, all those hits for Elvis, along with the dozens and dozens they provided for the R&B bands of the day. I was working with them on a concert celebrating their songs with an all-star lineup of guests performing. Now, this next song was called, and whilst we waited for the next artist to come to the stage to rehearse, I found myself, incredibly, making small talk with Jerry Lieber, who had, of course, provided the lyrics for all these fabulous songs. Do you know how this next one came about? He asked me and a couple of the nearby musicians. Now, obviously, we had no idea, but it didn't matter because he was more than happy to share the story. Jerry explained that one night he was driving to Atlantic Records owner Jerry Wexler's house for dinner. Jerry Wexler had said he liked the title Young Blood and asked Jerry Lieber if he could incorporate the phrase in a song. Songwriting Jerry asked record company Jerry how long the drive to his house was. About 15 minutes, the record company boss replied. No problem, said Jerry. I'll have it finished before we get there. And so, about 15 minutes later, Jerry had written this.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Young blood. Young blood. Tell me about it. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. I took one look and I was fractured. I tried to walk but I was lame.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. What crazy stuff. She looked so tough. I had to follow her all the way home. Then things went bad. Met her dad, he said,
you better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun.
The Coasters, with a set of lyrics Jerry Lieber wrote in a 15-minute car journey whilst on his way to dinner. Funnily enough, I've also been lucky enough to have worked fleetingly, for one morning to be exact, with one of the songwriters of this next song. A morning spent in the company with the legendary Berry Gordy is a privileged one I won't forget in a hurry. More on that another time, but for now on LGRadio.online, let's enjoy a song he co-wrote for the great Jackie Wilson. Berry wrote this with a guy called Tyran Carlo, who achieved professional fame having produced the music for many of Coca-Cola's commercials, and my extensive research has shown he was inducted into the Advertisers Hall of Fame. Who knew there was such a thing? Anyway, 60 years ago, he and Berry came up with this for Jackie Wilson.
Turn her back over, flip. Turn her back over, flip. That is why.
That's why I love you so.
That is why.
That's why I love you so.
Come on now, baby.
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take it easy, baby.
That's why I love you so.
Take it easy, honey.
That's why I love you so.
Don't you know now.
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the one more time.
Jackie Wilson from March of 1959 here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. When Elvis's mother first heard Bebop-a-Lula, she was convinced it was her son singing, and she called Elvis immediately to congratulate him on another chart topper. Amused and flattered she had thought it was him, Elvis politely corrected his mother, informing her it wasn't him but this man, Gene Vincent.
Well, I wanna da-da-da-da love it. Oh, well, I wanna da-da-da-da hug it. So, baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? I want your lovin', yes, sirree. Oh, well, I wanna da-da-da-da hug it. Oh, well, I wanna da-da-da-da kiss it. So, baby, please proceed to give the love I need. I want your lovin', yes, indeed. Oh, well, I want you, I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want your loving, baby, all the time. I bet I wanna da-da-da loving. I bet I wanna da-da-da kissing. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better run. I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want your loving, baby, all the time. I bet I wanna da-da-da-da hugging. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better rock. I want a lot of loving. Oh, baby, I want a lot of hugging. But baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving. Oh, you bet, well, I need your loving. Oh, you bet, well, I want your loving. Oh,
Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps. Don't forget, I'd love to hear from you either via the message board on the website, just go to lgradio.online, or via an email. You can email me directly. The address, don't forget, is info@lgradio.online. Dedications, requests, or just to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. Now, our next artist has taken it upon himself to rewrite some of his much-loved songs to fit in with the COVID world, my favourite of which is his slight tweaking of one of his biggest hits, which he now sings as Don't Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Go and check his website out. Anyway, in the summer of 1957, Paul Anka's hit song Diana sold more than 1 million copies here in the UK. On the B-side was this.
Don't gamble with love.
Summer of 1957. A few years earlier, in 1953, George Clooney's aunt recorded both parts of a duet for the soundtrack of the movie White Christmas. The actors mimed to her vocals, and due to, let's just say, contractual restrictions, Miss Clooney was not able to appear on the official soundtrack album. So later she recorded this famous duet with another star of the day. Incidentally, Irving Berlin, who of course wrote the score for the movie, holds a very strange Oscar-related record which remains unbroken. Asked to present an Oscar at the 1943 awards ceremony, he opened the envelope and, upon seeing the winner's name, announced, "I'm glad to present the award to this songwriter. I've known him a long time." The winner, of course, was himself for White Christmas. Anyway, from that spectacular soundtrack, here's a song that George Clooney's aunt recorded with Doris Day.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. The same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Uh-huh. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sisters, sisters, sister, don't come between me and my man.
Rosemary Clooney and Doris Day almost bringing us to a close. Time for us to go into the 50s once more in this episode here on lgradio.online. We'll finish this episode of In the 50s with Don Gibson, who in spring of 1957 had a very productive day. In the morning, he wrote I Can't Stop Loving You. He then took a short break for lunch and returned to the piano in the afternoon to write this one.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool to stay at home, having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging round.
Hanging round.
I know that I should have some fun and paint the town.
Paint the town.
A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. She's the flirt with the boys with all her charm. I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. There must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything.
From 1957, that's Don Gibson, who it's fair to say held a fairly bleak view of the world, with a list of song credits that includes such chirpy works as Look Who's Blue, Don't Tell Me Your Troubles, Sea of Heartbreak, Lonesome Number One, and I Commend Your Broken Heart. No surprise then that he was nicknamed the Sad Poet. And Don Gibson concludes this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thank you so much for joining me. Please do check out the website for details of all our shows and be sure to tell your friends all about us. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.